Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We know you're busy, so today is all about giving you, parents and teachers, a quick rundown.
Yeah, cheat sheet, basically.
Exactly. For the stories students are exploring right now, you know, the ones in The Juice, we'll give you the core facts and maybe some ideas for conversation.
Sounds good. So where do we start? An octopus, apparently.
Yes. Armed and fabulous, as the story calls it. New research looking at how octopuses use those tentacles or arms.
And what's really fascinating is that they aren't like our limbs at all. No joints.
Right. The research says they function more like a really strong twisty tongue or an elephant's trunk.
Muscular hydrostats is the term. It allows for incredible flexibility. They documented, 12 basic actions?
12, yeah. And they combine these into complex stuff, like a parachute attack, which sounds pretty cool.
It does. And they even show preferences, like the back forearms are often for moving, sort of walking.
The third ones, more for grabbing things, handling prey.
Exactly. The delicate work. It's a completely different way of operating a body, you know?
Mm-hmm. So a good conversation starter might be asking kids, maybe, about a time their own body surprised them. Did something tricky or new?
Yeah, that could be interesting, connecting it back to their own experience.
Okay, moving from the ocean deep to the legal world, a story about the Justice Department.
Right. This involves the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey.
And it's controversial. Charges are false statements, obstruction, but legal experts are, critical.
They are. Many are saying the evidence seems thin, and the timing is raising eyebrows, too.
How so?
Well, the indictment came just before the statute of limitations was up, the deadline, basically.
Ah, okay. And there's a political angle here, too, isn't there, with the president?
There is. Analysts point out that the president has publicly called for prosecuting opponents, which, you know, makes people question the DOJ's independence in this case.
So a really important discussion could be around fairness. What does a fair justice system look like, especially when politics might be involved?
Definitely a complex one.
Now for something completely different, but very human, a reunion story from Chile.
Oh, this one is quite powerful. It's about Maria Veronica Soto, who's 64 now.
And she just reunited with her twin daughters after almost 50 years apart.
Incredible, isn't it? They were taken from her as infants, just 8 months old, back during the Pinochet regime.
How did that happen?
Well, she was struggling and sought help with feeding them. Instead, officials took the twins, and they were eventually adopted by a family in Italy.
Wow. So 50 years later, how did they find each other?
It was a DNA test, finally. Mm-hmm. Connected her to her daughters, who are now 46.
Imagine that moment, even with the language barrier, Spanish and Italian.
Apparently, the connection was just immediate. She said it felt like giving birth again, but to adults. Deeply emotional.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? What's something or someone in your life you just wouldn't give up on, and why?
That theme of persistence. Mm-hmm. It ties nicely into our quote for the day.
Oh, right. Who is it from?
Gabriela Mistral, a celebrated Chilean poet, educator, diplomat, first Latin American to win the Nobel Prize in Literature.
And the quote is,
I have a day. If I know how to make the most of it, I have a treasure.
Simple but powerful. Makes you think, how do we make the most of each day we have? A good practical question.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's shift back to politics, U.S. politics this time. There's a story about Congress.
Yeah, a record number of incumbents, people already in office, are leaving, both the House and the Senate.
How many are we talking about?
The report identifies 44 so far, retiring or just, you know, moving on.
And the concern is gridlock, more political fighting.
That's the worry, yeah. Analysts suggest a couple reasons. The intense polarization, for one, and also just the high cost of running for re-election these days.
And who is likely to replace them?
Well, the projection is that the replacements might be more ideologically driven. So think maybe more MAGA loyalists or, on the other side, more left-wing progressives, fewer moderates.
Which could make finding common ground, that bipartisan compromise, even harder.
Exactly. Which leads to a great question for discussion. What makes someone a good leader when they have to work with people holding really different views?
That's a tough one. Okay, one last story. This one looks to the future of travel.
Ah, yes, the flying taxis. Uber is involved.
Right. partnering with a company called Joby Aviation. They're aiming to launch an electric air taxi service using these eVTOL aircraft.
Yeah, electric vertical takeoff and landing. Basically electric helicopters, but quieter and greener.
They can carry 4 passengers, go up to 200 miles per hour, plan for cities like Dubai, New York, LA first. By 2026, they hope.
That's the target. Initially, it'll probably be expensive, let's be honest.
Sure. But the long-term goal is sustainable city transport, maybe replacing noisy helicopters eventually.
And hopefully the costs come down over time as the tech gets better.
It definitely sparks the imagination, you could ask. What new tech are you excited about seeing become, you know, part of everyday life? And why?
Lots to think about there.
So that's a quick tour of some key stories students are engaging with today. Hopefully this gives you a bit of a head start for those conversations.
Yeah, just a little context to help you connect.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in and taking the time to prepare for these important chats.
Until the next deep dive, take care.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.